Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego County and L.A., as far as I know, that caters to children and race car drivers and sporting events and people that supply parts and pieces to the industry. We try to cover it all because it seems like nobody else wants to. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. If you've got a race car, vintage car, hot rod, you want to get somebody that knows how to work on carburation, fuel injection, supercharging, turbocharging, Stan is the man. Just go to sdcarb.com. If you need more performance, you need to look more like bone stock, or you just want to get better fuel mileage, talk to Stan. He is the man. sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. All right, we got a special guest on the line. We got Alex Littlewood. He is from motoroso.com. Hey, Alex, how you doing, bud?
Doing great, Dave. How are you?
So tell us about Motoroso. What do we got here?
Sure. Yeah, well, Motoroso.com is a market network website for automotive and power sports enthusiasts to plan, build, and share their vehicle projects. And essentially what that means is for the last 3 years, we've had a content site where people can go and look at other people's project builds and then click on an interactive layer of content to find out what parts and accessories actually went into that project. So obviously your listener base are people who modify cars, race cars. They're always looking at what's the next parts that can help them get the best performance out of their car, truck, motorcycle, whatever it may be. And so the content side of things is where we've been the last 3 years, and we just launched a marketplace 3 weeks ago, and it is the world's first dedicated auto parts marketplace, and now people can actually shop and purchase those products from our hand-selected sellers, and we have over 500 as we speak.
Well, okay, you broke up there a little bit on that last
500-something, I heard.
Yeah, 500. So I don't know what that costs, but I'll buy one if you've got one in a box already.
Oh, darn it. Thanks. Yeah, sorry about that. We have over 500,000 products available for purchase on the site.
Now, products.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is really an interesting concept because I'm sure I'm not the only person that has seen somebody that's done something to a vehicle. And let's say it's got a specific bumper on it. And you go, man, where did he get that bumper?
Exactly. We get that all the time on the RX-8 site.
And, and everybody's always saying, well, where do you think he got it? I don't know. Where do you think he got it? So you must have been one of those guys that said, geez, I wonder where he got that front bumper.
Yeah, my whole life.
Yeah, you and me both. No, I hear you. So, wow, that's
so
pretty cool.
Like, I have a Miata, right? And I want to get some interior bits for it, as they call it. That's kind of the British way to put it. Yeah. Like, I'm sick of my piano black. That's, I want to swap it out.
Do you deal in just domestic, import? What do you deal in?
Yeah, well, sort of at the core of who we are, we're really about addressing all automotive enthusiasts. So we really cover the spectrum. The name, right to the core of our name, Motoroso, is actually a combination of the word motor and the Spanish word amoroso, which means to love. And so really, we if it's got a motor in it and people care about it, they're going to find something here on Motoroso. Oh.
Sweet. All right. So all they got to do is go to a website. Let me ask, do you have an app?
We don't have an app. No, we did for a little while, but it just wasn't picking up the traction that we felt.
Gotcha.
People want to be able to shop on their mobile browser. In the future, we almost certainly will have an app, but, at this point in time, it hasn't been necessary.
Right. Gotcha.
So is it just performance stuff, engine stuff, or does it cover everything from nose to tail?
Nose to tail. With over 500,000 products available on the site, I mean, you can find just about anything. And that's in just 3 weeks. We've attracted that many products, and we will be expanding that. And I would guess by the June timeframe, we're going to have well over 1 million products, which means that just about anything in the industry that you could be looking for, you should be able to find.
Wow, cool.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it age sensitive? I mean, is it you go back to a certain year, or is it unlimited?
Pretty much unlimited. Yeah, we have retailers that specialize in classic restoration parts, and we have retailers that specialize in, you know, modern muscle tuning. We have, you know, other retailers that specialize only in motorcycle, and maybe they're more oriented towards, you know, dirt. We have another retailer that just came on board, Power Sports Superstore. They carry over 290,000 SKUs across the entire automotive ATV, UTV, across the whole motorcycle ATV and UTV categories. So really a huge selection. People should be able to find just about everything. And the upside here, the one way to think about what our marketplace is a little bit like eBay or Amazon. But those platforms, you know, given the nature of how they, who they allow to sell on the platforms, they're still a little bit of the wild, wild west, right? You never quite know 100% what you're going to get there. And there is problems with authenticity, you know, fake products that are not what they say they are, or shady sellers that might disappear on you. So we kind of position ourselves as being sort of like the hyper-focused, enthusiast-oriented marketplace for gearheads. And we carefully select who our vendors are. We make sure that they have a support team that will actually help customers answer questions. And then we actually have our own live chat as well to help guide customers to the products that they're looking to purchase.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I just had to buy a windshield gasket for a 1968 Plymouth Satellite station wagon. Okay, so I went online and banged around, ordered it. Well, of course, it's wrong. So I ended up calling the vendor and got a really nice guy, and he walked me through it, and now I got the right gasket. So can I call somebody at your organization and say, hey, I'm looking for a fuel sending unit for a 68 Plymouth Satellite, but it's got to be a wagon? I can talk to a warm body. You can look it up and say, here's exactly what you need.
Yeah, well, we have live chat on the site, and so we'll help there first. And then if it requires a phone call, then we'll get on the phone with customers. Being a small team and then new website.
I don't think anybody would mind live chat, to be honest with you, as long as somebody said, yes, this is the part number you need, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because there's nothing, because now I can guarantee you, I looked at that gasket that's incorrect. I'm just going to put it in a box and say, okay, there's a gasket.
Because you don't have time to send it back.
No, guys don't send nothing back.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Am I right, Alex? Yes. No, guys don't send nothing. We just add it to our inventory.
I'm pretty bad about returning to that.
Wow. It's just.
But you might have a buddy that needs it.
Well, it's, hey.
That's how it goes.
That's what guys do. We collect stuff so we don't have to want stuff.
And some gals, absolutely, too. You should see my garage. I've got spring.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen those struts I have on the floor of my garage?
You'll never put them in the car, but they look good there. But no, I think this is a great, especially you kind of came into the industry at the right time. You know, there was a time when this might be a little bit too soon. But I think with everybody on Amazon and eBay and all this stuff, you know, this, because there's nothing I hate worse when you say put headliner and you get 5 billion sites you can check.
Right.
I don't want to go to 5 billion sites. I want to go to one site. And if it's Motorosa.com, I'll be the happiest clam in town. So,
right.
And I'm glad that you tried. And I guess if you don't cover it, you'll start looking to cover it, I guess, from consumer requests.
Absolutely, yeah. And so if there's something that we don't have yet, we want to know about it, and
right,
we have to go out and find it. The nice thing, you know, I've got a buddy who's building an F-250 truck, and he wants Carly brand suspension, a really high-quality suspension brand. And we were able to find a retailer, and we're going to be onboarding them next week, and we're going to have all of their products brought into the platform. So, yeah, we have the ability to scale our product catalog quickly through carefully selected you know, retailers and product that people want. And it's making sure that it's the best products in the industry too. None of that, you know, sort of non-name brand crap that you find on eBay. Pardon my language.
No, dude, that's short term. That's short term.
You just won me over right there.
Yeah, that,
Alex,
never works. All right, buddy. Hey, give the website out one more time. Spell it for people that don't know what Motorosa could possibly be.
Yeah, motoroso.com/shop is the marketplace. That's motoroso.com. And that's /shop is where you can find all the products. Live chat us. Special offer for your listeners. If they put You Auto Know in the live chat, we'll throw in a free t-shirt with their first order.
Sweet.
And that is on top of our February deal for the entire month of February, which we're winding down on the end of here for our launch. Any new purchase for the first purchase of $200 or more, they get a $20 gift card.
Wow. All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot. It's been great chatting with you. I'll send you this show to your PR people tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And you can use it as you please. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. It's just unbelievable deals. The discounts at that place are off the charts. I couldn't believe it myself. They also have a service department that's called Quicklane. They'll work on anything in your garage. They'll work on Ford, Chevys, Toyotas. They got factory-trained people to do it. I mean, they figured, what the heck? You know, they're not that much difference between cars. So check these guys out. That's El Cajon Ford. 80% of their used cars, believe it or not, are trade-ins. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. So, you know, check these guys out. That's El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com. Yeah. They support Barona Circle Track. Barona Speedway is just about ready to break open the doors and let people come in. BaronaSpeedway.com is the best place to go. Check out the schedule if it's up. I'm not sure. I haven't looked. All kinds of new features coming out this year. They're going to be doing lawnmower races. They're just going to have a ton of stuff. In fact, Michelle has a schedule.
I do. This is their 20th year that the Salazars have been running this track. And I think they're coming into their own. I mean, last year they made some huge changes. This year they're going to be using the transponders in the vehicles. Last year also they redid the dirt surface. And the racers all liked it. And so, hey, let's continue with all that good stuff. So 20th year is going to be kicking off on March 23rd when they have their open practice. And this will be all divisions at noon to 5 o'clock. If you want to drive, it's $40 for car/driver. And I think it says one pit crew. Yikes, I might be wrong. But if you want to spectate, if you want to just go hang out and watch, it's only $10. So that's March 23rd. All right. And then the actual opening night is April 6th. And that's when they're going to have IMSA mods, street stocks, pony stocks, pure stocks, are we okay over there? The California Lightning Sprints, the 360 Sprints, and the lawnmowers, the mini dwarfs, and the junior sprints. And last but not least, the dwarf division, which is now being called the Nomad Dwarfs. Okay, this is the class that Brittany runs in, and Brian Brown and
Nomad.
Nomad, yeah, they're calling them Nomad Dwarfs this year.
Well, she sent some pictures from Cocoa Paw that she was at.
Holy moly!
I mean, there was one of those little dwarf cars. I didn't know they flew.
They went so high up in the air.
Yeah, it's...
What would you say, Dave, like 20 feet?
I don't know. That's... Wow. I'm looking at the shot right now.
Okay,
that's,
so number 7's on the ground. It's a dark black or brown one.
That's probably...
And then there's a beige one or a yellowish one up in the air above it.
Well, that one has...
And I can't see the number. Maybe a 5?
Well, this one was continuing to... Yeah, I can't quite
make it were at Cocoa Paw last night. And look, and then there's the second picture. She said it's looking straight down at the ground.
No, he's over 6 feet tall, 6 feet in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
And the bad thing about it is when he was looking down at the ground, it was nose first with the roof of the car more tilted to the right than left.
Yep.
Which means when it hit,
he was going down right on his
Nose and his roof. Boy, I hope he came out okay.
I hope that he had a lot of reinforcement in the top of that cage.
I can't quite make out the number.
Yeah.
It's like 11.
You think so? But, yeah, it's. Yeah. I can't see
Brittany was going to call in, but that was her first time going on the road and doing a national, so she's pretty.
Yeah, so Kokopah, they had 100 dwarf cars there last night.
100 dwarf cars?
100, yeah.
Gosh.
So on Friday, she made 11th out of 39.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, she said that only the top 10 went to Saturday's A-Main. And then Saturday, she got second in her heat. And so she got put into the B-Main. And in the B-Main race, she was running eighth. And only a few laps to go. And she got punted. And she was going to turn three. And she got spun. She shredded. She was sitting.
She shredded her starter. So she couldn't.
Oh, shredded starter.
Yeah, she can't start the car because it tore the gear off the end of the starter. So
yeah.
Now the starter's not going to start the car. So she needs to be push started.
And she knows 15 drivers are behind her. And so she thinks that she's going to get whacked. But she didn't. So she got her push start, and she got back into the race. Okay, so
she just texted me and said that that's not a Barona driver that's learned to fly.
Okay.
It's somebody else.
It's someone from somewhere else. All right, well, that's good to know. At least it's not a Barona, but still, wow, it's quite a photo. So she passed a few cars, but in the end, she didn't make the A-Main, so she got to just sit and watch. So, but the other Barona drivers, Darren Brown took home first place both
they
nights.
Raced. Not to interrupt, they raced until 3:45 in the morning on Friday.
That's why she's so tired.
And then had to drive all the way back. Oh, my.
And it's a long day of racing. You don't get to rest during Saturday. So
3:45.
So that's why she's exhausted.
Jeez Louise.
Sounds like the kind of hours I keep.
So anyway, but she,
all right,
but
so,
she had a good time.
So she had a great time. Barona drivers also earned a third, a 12th, and a 16th in the pro division. So
sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just the dwarf rundown from Kokopah. So that was last night. Good. I'm glad everybody got to go out there. All right. And so April 6th is the opening night. I have my Barona Casino hotel room all set up. I will be down here for opening night, April 6th. Yay. And then they're going to do another open practice on April 19th with all divisions. April 20th will be the next race after that. And then May 4th, celebrity race. And so you're going to...
That's what I hear.
...participate this year. So who's making your car?
Eric Evans.
And he's got a Honda for you or something?
I think so.
Yeah, good.
Not sure.
All right. Then you'll have to go out and you should go to the open practice.
If the car is ready, I'm definitely thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
At least give the track a run, see what
Might
it's like.
Well.
Since I've never been on dirt. Other than a motorcycle, so. And hopefully the end results won't be the same.
Yeah, right.
So we'll have to see how that shakes out. But folks, if you've never, ever been to Barona Speedway and you miss the you-know-what out of Cajon Speedway, it's not that far of a drive. It really, really isn't. The casino doesn't serve alcohol anymore, so you don't have to worry about some drunk flying off the mountain trying to run into you. Take the family, go on up. It's very inexpensive. I think it's $12 for adults and probably under 10 for kids. And even young kids, I'm sure, get in free. But I highly recommend, if you've never done it, make it kind of a Saturday night outing for the whole family. It's like going to the drive-in movies. And I'm telling you, it's just a blast. There's tons of racing. You've got brakes. You can go into the pits. There's great food.
Oh, you can take your RV?
Take an RV.
And your barbecue?
Take a pup tent, sleep in the back of your truck, sleep in your car.
Yeah.
As long as you're self-contained, they do not care.
Yeah. And you can set up the whole afternoon.
Right. And you can get up the next morning when it's bright, and I'm sure if you can smell bacon and eggs in the pits, they will most likely feed you.
Right.
You know, I mean, not saying that's a guarantee, but that's what racers do.
Yeah, so I looked at the pricing. If they stick to the same pricing as last year, it's $12 for adults and $5 for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have junior racers every single race day, too. Don't forget. So right. we'll get those little 6-year-olds.
And these little guys, these little kids.
It's really cute.
If you've got family members or you got a little kid in your family, boy or girl, that either you think they like to go fast, they like to drive, and you need a great motivator, I'm telling you, a race car will definitely, it's like a carrot.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you can have kids they'll do the darndest things to be able to get in their race car. If you take it away from them, they'll do even more to stay in that race car.
So, that's right. And they might be inspired by seeing some of their little kids, you know, doing it.
What's not cool about wearing a driving suit and a helmet?
Right.
I mean, that just makes you feel like you're invincible.
How many other kids in school are going to be doing that?
Right, exactly. And it's not that expensive. It's not as expensive as you think, because a lot of people will, you know, the way Barona works along with every other racetrack is, you know, they'll buy a vehicle, race it, and then they'll want to move up. So they'll sell that vehicle at a different price. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, another thing they're going to do this year, they've got the figure eights coming back. The first one I see here on the schedule is July 13th. And then they're going to do a Pure Stock Enduro in August, August 24th.
You know, Brittany just sent me a text and she goes, it's like going to the drive-in, but afterwards you get to meet the actors.
Oh, yeah.
Which are the drivers.
Because the pits are open.
Right.
You don't have to get
That's
a separate
a real good
pit.
Analogy. Because, you know, there are you know, a lot of people, you know, especially if it's like the Batman car. I use that just because it looks like Batman. You know, and you just would love nothing better than a meeting, maybe even get a T-shirt. Because a lot of the teams do make T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I think...
Yeah, and you don't have to have a separate pit pass.
No. Yeah. Oh, not to go on after the races, no.
Right, after the race.
But if you want to go in ahead of time, you do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. Yep.
So they're going to be racing through November, by the way. So April 6th, opening night, and wraps up in November.
Just go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back... We got a whole lot more. We've got Tony Jones on the line. He used to be a driver in the CRA, actually past champion. Yeah, now they got him working for CRA. See, that's what happens when you do such a good job.
So he's a sprint car guy.
Yep, and then they put him in charge.
Ooh, competition director.
Ooh.
That's a tough job.
Everybody loves the competition director. All right, let's take a quick break. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, and this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. That is one fast half-mile track. If you haven't been and you've never been to a dirt race, this thing is wild. Their schedule's out. You do not want to miss it. If you want to see some of the fastest cars on dirt, kind of reminds you of a ballet. And they're just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, take a look at the schedule, pick one of the most exciting races you want, and go. Hey, we got Tony Jones on the line. He is a director for CRA, past champion. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fantastic. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. So you're not driving anymore?
No, you know, I got on my head too many times, and I smartened up my old age, and I thought I may just get out and, you know, just kind of... on the outside now, looking in, just kind of enjoying the retirement after two times.
Are you still a director? Are you still a director for CRA?
I'm actually just coming on board the 2019 series season, and so we're just coming on board and kind of working things out. We're bringing some more sponsors on and giving
Great.
Back to the racers during this year. I'm going to give back. To the car owners, two tires per pit meeting throughout the year.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
We're getting some, we had All Coast Construction come on board. They've been sponsoring for years, but they're coming back on board this year. We got Flow Dynamics that came on board this year. And give me some money to play with so once again we can get back to the racers and get these guys back to the racetrack, you know?
Yeah, because you're right, because there's been some fruition, you know, some of the cars are just, you know, drivers just either think it's gotten too expensive or there really wasn't a whole lot of at the end of the race, but it's good to know that you, but see, you get it. You're a racer. You race in the division. You understand what the lower division guys, you know, the ones with a real tight budget but still want to race, you understand, and that's cool.
Exactly, you know, and, you know, we could try to get these guys out there and, you know, try to get back to them and get them excited about little changes here and there. And that's why I came on this year. You know, it's not I'm not replacing anybody. I'm just maybe the missing link that we all needed to get things, I don't know, shake some things up a little bit, change some things up.
Sure.
And, you know, we're going to go out to Peristyle Speedway, and I hear you talking about Peristyle Speedway all the time, and I'll tell you what, there's not a better racetrack in the country with the lighting sound system. I mean, if you've never been to Peristyle Speedway, man, you got, you know, Don Kazarian's done one heck of a job. Kim, his wife, you know.
Yeah.
You got Charlie Watson and Coach out there. These guys are doing a fantastic job putting this facility out there for us and give us a home racetrack that we can go to. And it's these guys spoil us.
Well,
you know,
you know what,
you know,
though?
Every time we go out of town, it's just like, man, you know, we wish we bring Paris everywhere we go or have more races at Paris.
Well, and the other thing we need to throw an accolade out, too, and probably when I mention it to you, you'll go, oh, yeah, because as far as I'm concerned, the heart of any racetrack is the announcer. And
nobody
knows his drivers better than Scott Delosio, whether they're from out of town or not. He does his homework. He does his research. Okay, he likes hockey, but we won't hold him against that. But and I don't know if you've ever been. I know Cajon Speedway was an asphalt track, so I don't know if you ever came down there. But we had an announcer called Tom McGrath, and Tom McGrath would be at the track 3 hours before the races. He would be in the pits. He knew who your family was, and when he called the races, it gave the fans an opportunity to be part of the so-called family. Dirt Dude up at Barona, same thing. Scott Delosio, you know, unbelievable. And I think that's really, don't you kind of agree, it's kind of the backbone of the whole evening and the whole track?
100%. We got Scott Delosio in the booth. We got Chris Holt in the pits.
Yep.
You know, and these guys are two of the best in the country. They keep the show going.
Right.
And with Scott Delosio, I've always told him he's the best announcer in the country, and he keeps telling me I'm full of crap, but I'm telling you, that as you know, he is. I mean, the guy just, you know, he knows everybody, knows everything in and out, and he keeps the entertainment going, and that's all we are. We're entertainers.
Right.
We're out there on the racetrack. You know, you take a 1,200-pound race car and put a 900-horsepower motor in it, you know, sliding sideways and throwing dirt. This is my passion. My passion are 410 gnawing sprint cars.
Yeah.
If you have never seen that, you guys got to get out there this year. ParistyleSpeedway.com.
Yep.
Go on the schedule and look for the CRA division. Come out there and check it out. I mean, our first race out at Paris is March 30th, and we're going to have the World of Outlaws with us.
Ooh.
Now, I'll tell you what, it's one heck of a show. If you guys have never seen sprint car racing, come on out and check it out.
Right. I had an opportunity to climb into a 410 non-wing at Barona Speedway. And let me tell you what, my friend, I watch you guys totally different than I used to watch you guys, okay? I mean, I don't know if you know Randy Waitman. He was very nice to let me drive his car, and so he let me go out and I said, I'll only go out on two conditions. One, if I wreck it, I don't buy it. And two, I go by myself. I don't want anybody on the track. So I went out and did 10 laps. I came in, and he goes, wow. He says, you ever drive one of these before? I go, no. He says, man, you really had it together. I says, good, let me go again, and I'll open my eyes. That was the wildest. And then I sent Michelle to the Corey Cruzman school up in
Ventura.
Up in Ventura. So she got, what, 25, 30 laps or so?
25 laps in a 410.
In a 410. So, I mean, her hair hasn't stopped curling. I mean, she's got a curl. She didn't have it when she left, but she's got one now.
And full-on respect, like he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's just full-on respect, especially when you put, what, 20, 25 cars together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you figure Corey Cruzman, one of the best in the business. You know, he's got this school for years, and every time I won a race or anytime he's ever beat me, I always said on the intercom that, yeah, Corey Friesen Driving School took me all the way here.
That's right.
You know, I mean, he's a good guy, he's a good businessman, and a good friend, and he was one of our best competitors. I mean, he was a good guy.
Yeah, no, I know.
He just took some to the Chili Bowl. he took, I think, 4 or 5 cars up there.
Yeah, he's supposed to call in and tell us how that all went down, but we'll have to get after him on that. But, you know, the CRA, you know, that's a great group of drivers. I'm telling you, whoever's, you know, the person running that program, and I know now you being added to it as the race director is just going to do nothing but amp it up. Because a lot of people may keep saying, Tony Jones. They might be remembering a guy by the name of Bubby Jones. That's your dad, right?
Yeah, I remember
it because I'm older than dirt. So I guess that acorn didn't fall too far from the tree, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how we're alike. I mean, he has what he's done. I haven't done a quarter or an eighth of what he's done in his career.
Yeah,
and you know, it's funny because everybody always asks me, you know, hey, is it, you know, a lot of pressure on, you know, living up to his name or filling his shoes. And I told myself before I even got in a race car, there is no possible way. I'm going to get in, do my best. I'm going to make my own name and do the best I can. That's all I can do. But, very kind words. And, it's nice to have a hero for a dad.
Hey, boy.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm right there with you. And I bet if we had like another hour, I bet you've got stories.
Yeah.
That would just be awesome. And I know you're never going to put it in a book, but you really, really, really ought to get it down on print, because I'm sure the stories you have of your dad, is your dad still with us?
Yes, he is.
Well, then you need to get him in front of a recorder or something and just start spitting. You know, where do you guys live? Where are you based at?
I live in Orange, California. He actually lives in Indianapolis, Indiana.
You know,
and
what?
My brother Davey, he works on CJ Leary's car.
Really?
And they're running for the Rheinbold this year, and they just won a race down in Florida. So my brother, he keeps racking up the wins. One of the best crew chiefs in the country.
Yeah.
You know, our dad has taught us everything we know, and believe me, when it comes down to running this series, the USAC CRA series, you know, we're going to have a firm grip on everything, and you know, run it consistently, and once again, give back to the racers and keep everybody happy so they come into the next one, including the fans.
Yeah, and nobody,
you know,
could, and nobody could pull the wool over your eyes, because you already know what's under the wool.
I know some guys are going to throw some curveballs at me, but we're definitely going to have our eyes open and know who we need to watch and who we don't.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. All right, March 30th at Paris Auto Speedway. Awesome.
How many cars you think you'll have?
My goal is to have at least B main, which that should put me in around the 35 car range.
Right.
I know it's the tall order, but you know what? That's what we're shooting for. You know, last year, you know, all year long, oops, last 5 years, 4 or 5 years, we've filled a field, as in we had at least 22 cars to start the main event. This year, us giving back a little bit to the racers, I'm hoping to bring some guys out of the woodworks, but we had a couple of guys that quit as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough year. It really is.
But if I
can bring more series sponsors in and give back to the points fund, give back to the racers, that way we can get more people out and get more people interested.
Well,
obviously, money talks. You know that.
Yeah. Well, here's what I can help you out a little bit with, because Barona uses it and Paris uses it on occasion. But I do television as well in San Diego, and I'm on the number one watch morning show, and nobody covers motorsports as much as I do.
Nice.
I can't make the March 30th because I'm already booked solid for on KUSI. But the next race after that you guys are coming to, if you want
maybe
a week or two before that, have you bring a one or two race cars, or if there's somebody local like Waitman, you know, he'll be more than happy to drag his car down and actually come down and do a TV segment to promote the race prior to the race. because everybody that's done it so far, I mean, every time Brona does it, they break attendance records, and I'm more than happy to do it, and it's free.
Well, I'll tell you what, ink us in because we're there.
All right,
and
just
you
get,
tell me how many cars you need, and you tell me what right. we need to do, because we'll do it.
All right, well, get a hold of Scotty, and he'll give you my email address. Send me an email, and I'm dead serious, because I will help any racetrack that's out there, because once you lose them, we never get them back, and it's just frightful.
Well, we can't thank you enough, and you know, the problem is with Southern California, there's so much to do,
right.
you know, and... So if we can get these people back and keep them interested,
right.
especially the little guys. So we get these little kids out there. I mean, I remember back in, you know, I sound like an old man. Back in my day, we used to have 100 kids lined up signing autographs.
I know.
You know, and it's so tough to get these, you know, everybody after the races to get back into the pits.
I know.
Because sometimes it runs a little long.
Yeah, we just had a 6-year-old in last Sunday. He's been in 3 races. He drives a mini dwarf on the dirt. I think he got a 2nd place. I don't remember what the other 2. I mean, this dude was 6 years old. That was one of the hardest interviews I've ever done. But that's what we need to do. Hey, and before I have to let you go, one last thing. If you, your dad, and your brother want to do a 3-way and call in some Sunday afternoon, I've got a 5 to 6 hour that's always open. I'll be more than happy to give it to you for an hour. Talk to your dad, see if he's something he wants to talk about. I'll kind of guide the interview, just talking about, hey, tell me about, you know, this or tell me about that. And then I'll give that to you, and then you'll have your dad on tape, and you'll never have to lose it.
There you go. That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Get a hold of Scott. Get a hold of me. Okay. Brother, thank you very much. And your race coming up is what date again?
March 30th.
And that's what the world of outlaws. Our next race will be April 13th.
All right.
Go to parasolspeedway.com. Get the schedule and come watch these sprint cars.
All right.
You'll love them. All right. I guarantee you.
All right, Tony. Go say hi to Bubby for me.
I sure will. You guys have a great day.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, Tony.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
We are live from San Diego on The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. We are The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. If you want to get your car worked on, dune buggy worked on, race car worked on, they do it all. CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right. Hey, Dave Kindig is back coming to the classic auto show, car show that Michelle and I go to every year. He's going to chat with us a little bit about the event coming up. I think he's right in the middle of a project because he was not as attentive as we would have thought. But take a listen.
All right, folks. Well, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And guess what's right around the corner? The Classic Auto Show. We got Dave Kindig on the line. We got Michelle Spencer. How are you both doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Dave, this is what, 3rd year of doing this?
Yeah, this will be our 3rd year, but actually the 1st year at the new venue. So I'm very pumped to see how it all turns out.
Yeah, Michelle's happier than you are because she only lives down the road from that new location. So she is totally stoked about that. Me, I'm still about 3 hours away, but Michelle and I have not missed a show. I mean, we've been to every one of them, and I have to say the first one was a little soft. The next one was amazing. And I can't imagine what you're going to do this year. Can you let out anything out of the bag as to what the folks that want to go come up and see this will see?
Is that for Michelle or for me?
Well, you know more about the show than you do. Michelle does. She just goes and takes tons of pictures. What do you?
Oh, and see, I thought that was Michelle's. Yeah, no, actually, we're going to take 3 vehicles. We've got a lot of great cars that we know that are going there. And with it being the new venue, partially outside, partially inside, I think it's going to be really quite exciting. Always looking forward to a great time in, you know, beautiful California. So.
And you're going to have all the History Channel guys there, Wayne Carini, yourself, and who else we got coming?
Michelle, do you have a full list of all of those people? I know that a lot of the gang that's been there before, certainly Wayne and myself. I think.
Yeah. The big catch for this year was Adam Carolla.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Fendig is a better catch than Carolla.
Well, see, he was already in the game, though.
I know, but I just,
Carolla, you know, they just nabbed him because he lives down here in L.A., and they just nabbed him and said, you're going to bring some cars, and you're going to bring some celebrity superpower to this thing. I think a lot of people are excited about it, not just because of the new location, but because Adam Carolla is now involved.
Right.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to do an interview, a podcast with Adam, and that was the first time I had ever spoke with him. And he and I actually hit it off, I think, pretty good. He's a really cool guy, certainly car knowledgeable. And I think he and I have a lot of the same tastes secretly that you would think that everything that I would have is a chopped, flamed hot rod of some sort. But I've got a big love for early exotics, and certainly Adam does too. So
right.
I have a bit in common with our favorite kind of cars.
Yeah, and you know, when anybody watches your show, you know, they can tell that your taste varies from one end of the spectrum to the other. You know, you're not just a, you know, chopped pro mod, that type of guy. I mean, you really appreciate it all.
Yeah, I look at it as an exercise in what ifs. And to be honest with you, I'd love to have the opportunity with a car that we haven't had, in the shop before, and not building the exact same thing over and over. Perfect example: a 1958 Lincoln Continental. Before they made the four doors convertibles, this of course turned out to be Maybelline V12 twin supercharged, built on a Morrison frame. Lots of one-off stuff. I mean, the car was just absolutely fantastic. So, which we had that car actually last year at the Classic Auto Show.
Oh, we both remember it. We were mm-hmm. all over that thing. And that's really what's cool about the show. Michelle, kind of throw out some of the highlights that really got you excited last year.
Well, see, since I like Deco, I just love the old Doozies and the old DeSotos and just the Packards. That's my jam. But it's also fun because you get the car clubs coming in. And I know the first year they had a whole group of Minis. There's a whole bunch of Porsches and other. And this year they're coming in with some Japanese cars, which is also part of my things I like to see. So it's something for everybody. It's not just low riders, and it's not just, like I say, the classics, old Jags and old, things like that. It's just all kinds of different things you can experience, including Women in Wheels. There's a Women in Wheels going on this year.
Right.
A special exhibit with women who have hot rods. And I think somebody from San Diego, our friend Holly, Hot Rod Holly's going to be there with her little Bubba, her pickup truck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's March 16th and 17th, folks. And all you have to do is go to the Classic Auto Show website. Just go to classicautoshow.com. You can find out all the information. And you guys, Dave, you and a whole bunch of the History Channel stars are going to do a Q&A, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think we'll actually have quite a few of them on both days and be able to just kind of hang out. That's always been a lot of fun for me at the Classic Auto Shows, getting up on the stage and of course, hanging out with some really good friends, very talented people and well-known people, to be able to kind of share those experiences and our personal, histories and that type of stuff with the fans of the shows and the crowd there to see the car show. I think it's always just been a great time. I'm very much looking forward to this year again.
Right. Well, I just finished. I don't know if you know an author by the name of Tom Cotter.
That doesn't ring a bell.
He writes books called Barn Finds. And if you ever get to a point where you're flying someplace and you're bored, get one of his books. They're just nothing but chock full of stories of people finding cars in barns. And if you're into eclectic cars, he's got like five or six books. You just go to Motor Books and check out a book. And if you use my name, Stahl11, you can get a 25% discount. But once you start reading his books, brother, you will be all over it. And the next thing you'll do is buy a transporter, and you'll start heading out across the United States.
Looking for a barn that maybe has something special in it.
You wouldn't believe what he finds out there, man. I'm telling you. And I thought of you on a couple of them. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to let you go buy the book and check it out. Well, hey, I know you're super busy and you got tons of stuff. You got to get ready for the Classic Auto Show. And I'm sure you're like everybody else. You're on a deadline and everybody's freaking and running around, right?
Always. Hot rod emergencies never stop.
Hey, and when does your new series start?
So the new season will not come out until this September. So they're giving us the time. We're still filming 3 to 5 days a week, pretty much all year long. And right. Season 6 will be pretty amazing. I think every season of Bitchin' Rides has been just a little bit better than the last one. And this last season 5 season finale really set the records, as I understand, which is always nice. I always like to find out you don't suck. And so, you know, it rang the bell, and we're very much looking forward to got some great cars lined up for season 6. So we'll be back this fall, and, you know, they might write kids' books about us one day. Who knows?
Hey, you never know. Well, I got to tell you, I watch all of the shows. And out of all the shows, I'm serious, you are right up there. I mean, you are in my top two. And
well, thank you.
The only guy that's kind of right up there with you but has absolutely no equipment is Ian, who runs Custom Garage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his show?
Yeah, I've seen it.
The only thing he's got for a tool is a welder and a cutter, and that's it. He doesn't do nothing else. The guy's amazing how he could take a trunk, turn it into a roof. Pretty good show. But yours is right there. Keep up the good work. I love watching you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, and we will definitely hunt you down when we come up on March 16th and 17th. If nothing else, we'll just say hi, because I know you'll be busy talking to a ton of people.
I'd love to catch up with you again.
All right, buddy. Hey, keep up the good work. Michelle?
Well, thanks again, Dave, and we look forward to the show.
Hey, my pleasure. We're going to be there and looking very much forward to it. We'll bring all of the great stuff, and we'll have a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
All right, buddy. Take care and be safe.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.